Welcome to the Art of Going Your Own Way. It's got to be over a month since I've said that. I kind of miss it. So I'm going to say it again. Welcome to the Art of Going Your Own Way. Wow. Wow. Wow, wow. Bow, wow, wow. What has happened in a month? Again, it's not that for a lack of wanting to post, it's your buddy's life has been busy, and how much shit can happen in a month, or over a month anyways, it's pretty interesting. Now, I'm going to tell you right now that your buddy's libation-free at this moment, of sound mind, and later on, I'll throw a few libations down my gullet and catch a little buzz, but, oh, let's see, I told you that my mom moved into assisted living. Yeah, I kind of had to listen to my last video to see where I left off. Talked about Betty Page, who's all over your buddy, still kind of is. Your buddy hasn't made any boom-chicka-wah-wah moves on that, but that's all right with me. Oh shit. So I went to a concert. This was after my last post. This is fucking, talk about weirdness times three. So I had bought these concert tickets for me and Blondie too. But with the pandemic and all that shit, they canceled the concert, moved it, whatever. And then we had gone our separate ways. She broke up with me. And I'm like, all right. And I'm like, well, you know what? Fuck it. You don't get rewarded for breaking up with me. So I canceled the tickets. Then I thought to myself, I'm going to actually go see that concert. So I rebought tickets, but they were even way better fucking tickets than I had bought before at the same price. I was fifth row for this concert. It was fucking phenomenal. Anyways, I don't know, a week before the concert hits, which is probably a day or two after my last post, I'm up at the watering hole, and Widow's with me, and we're having some beers and stuff, and Widow goes up to buy another beer. I may have told this already, so, and I think it was at that time. Anyways, I get dates mixed up. You gotta give me a break, man. Took a head injury. So it's not all clear all the time. Plus, I drink. So, anyways, Widow's up getting us another libation, and all of a sudden, here comes this woman up to me, and she whispers in a hushed tone to me, "Hey, Blondie 2 wants to know if those concert tickets are still good." And I look at her, and I went right to anger, and I go, "No, no." And then Widow starts coming back, and she slinks away into the darkness, wherever the fuck she came from, right? And I knew who this woman was, and I knew that she was a friend, but it's interesting how deep that rabbit hole goes, and I'll tell you a little more later. But, and Widow comes back to the table, and I go, "Did you see what just happened?" And she goes, "No, what?" And I go, "I'll tell you about it later." Which I did end up telling her about it later, so I'm like, that fucking pisses me off. So I fired off a text to Blondie 2, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? Having your friend come up to me at the watering hole and fucking ask me. You could have just texted me and said, "Hey, are those tickets still any good? But you're fucking running proxy through a friend of yours? Go fuck yourself." And that turned into a big, "You're an asshole." And I'm like, go fuck yourself. Get bent. Yeah, your buddy was still a little emotional with regards to that, because, and I'm going to get into it, I'll tell you why I was pissed, and why I'm still pissed, and why you never, ever, ever get involved with a liberal woman, at all. You don't fucking do it. But anyways, I'll probably sink more into that, I know I have in the past. Bring it to the evening of the concert. This was in October-ish. And phenomenal. When do I get this primo fucking parking spot? Primo fucking parking spot. Right across the street from the venue. It was literally walk across the street, walk in the front doors, and go through the bullshit you got to go through. Go find your seat. Well, anyways, we go walking up in there, and I go through the right door, and lo and behold, in front of me to the left is Blondie number two. And she was with somebody, and I know who it was. It's not a boyfriend or anything like that. It's a family member. And she didn't see me, and I just kind of took Widow's hand. I said, hey, let's go this way. Moved away. I don't want to have any interaction with that person. So we go. We go grab a beer. We get our seats. Fucking phenomenal seats. Awesome concert. A buddy of mine from work was there. Ran into him. Hey, how you doing? His kid was there too. Green fucking hair. Kid had green fucking hair. Not like Hunter Green hair. We're talking neon. Hey, you can snipe that kid from 100 miles away. It's like, all right, you got to go through whatever kind of fucktardery you got to go through at that age, I guess. Anyways, I digress. Have a excellent fucking time at the concert. Just great. And we leave, we talk about it, we drive back to my pad, have a good night that night, and next day, we go our separate ways, me and Widow, do what we gotta do for the work week and shit. We catch up on the following Friday, and Widow and I are in a different watering hole over by where she lives, a nice one, fun, and it's cooler here, so I was wearing my leather jacket, and had my phone in my leather jacket, and I'm like, I wonder what fucking time it is, and I pull out my phone. Lo and behold, Blondie 2 had sent me a text message, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I didn't even read it. I just put my phone back in my pocket, and she goes, anything going on? Widow says that to me, and I go, no, I'll tell you later. I'm not going to fucking break my attention away from the person I'm with to have to deal with some bullshit. And so, anyways, that was Friday. I didn't even fucking really look at my phone. I didn't read that message until I got back to my pad on Sunday. I stayed over at Widow's. We had a good time. And so Sunday night, I actually like, okay, what the fuck? Read through the text. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I saw you at the concert, and I saw your new girlfriend, and that I hope that you have a good life and grow together in love, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, go fuck off. So I basically left it alone, and the next week, I get another fucking text from her. And this was on Saturday night. And basically asking me, you know, where we went wrong. Where we went wrong. You know, how come you couldn't feel that you could be open with me and stuff? Open with you, bitch. Never lied to you. Told you everything. Told you that I like flirting around, joking around, whatever. You got offended that I was flirting around with other women, and that's why you broke up with me. Widow doesn't give a shit that I flirt around with other women. It's awesome. I'll walk right up to another woman and flirt with her, and Widow will just be like, oh, you know, that's just him. It is. It is just me. And I tell her all the time, honey, I'll flirt around, but I won't fuck around on you. But flirting around, that's an ego boost. And if somebody's flirting around with you, that's fine. No kissing, no fucking. No kissing, no fucking, no sucking. But you can flirt around all you want. Well, I read that secondary text, and half of me is like, go fuck yourself, bitch. You're going to have to figure this shit out just like I had to figure it out. She asked me, you know, I'm strong enough to take it if you can just tell me. You won't hurt my feelings. So I'm like, okay, do I got enough shotgun shells for this one? Because I'm going to fire all barrels multiple times and hit the target every fucking time. And it's so funny because I'm not going to go into what I wrote, but I said, you know, I'll go into a few things. All right, give me a break. You're a fucking hypocrite. You're this, you're that. You didn't appreciate anything I did for you. You said I always tore you down every chance I got. That's not fucking true, and you know it. Tried to build you up every chance. This is why you can't build. This is why I did that video. You can't build anything with them. This is probably a year or two ago I did that video. You certainly cannot build anything with a liberal woman at fucking all. And I've dated many a liberal woman. I've dated a woman who professed to be a conservative, but she's a fucking liberal. That was redhead, by the way. And, this is why your buddy is forever a bachelor. It doesn't sound like you're a bachelor because you're still a widow. Ain't getting married, man. Yeah, your buddy Talgill's got a little bit of the coof, I guess. It ain't the convid, just got a little bit of a sniffle, I guess. So, anyways, I fire all fucking barrels. Oh, I forgot the most important thing about it. Is that after I had gotten that first text from her and I responded to her. No. Yes, I did respond to that first text. That's right, I did. And I was up with Widow a couple times at the watering hole the week after that text. And there's that friend of hers. And I noticed, because where I'm sitting, she just comes in the place, walks through the place, kind of looks at me and walks out, walks behind me. I think she's probably sitting behind me. So a few minutes later, I kind of get up because I got a piss. And I turn to look and she's not there. And I go, well, okay, well, that's fucking interesting, whatever. 2 days later, up at the watering hole with Widow, she does it again. And I'm thinking to myself, what kind of fuckery is this? Well, you know what kind of fuckery it was. It was fuckery. And then that other email or instant message, text message, whatever I got from her. And so I fired all barrels and I'm like, you know, good luck to you. Go out, be awesome, do whatever the fuck you're going to do. Go live a good life. Hope that you have a long life. I fucking highly doubt that you will because you are a vaxxard. And any of you people that have been paying attention know that the Supreme Court ruled that modified DNA becomes the property of the owner. So if you took the Moderna shot, hey, guess what? Moderna owns you. Owns your DNA anyways. This shit ain't all fleshed out, but it's all coming out. Slowly but surely, it's all coming out. Your buddy Talgiao is a pure blood, and he's going to keep it that way. Your buddy's widow friend, yeah, I guess she's my girlfriend, whatever. She's my girlfriend, let's just say that. She's a pure blood, too. Never sticking my dick into an unpure blood. Never getting involved with an unpure blood. You know, the thing about it, too, is that, like, if you're a conservative, intelligent guy, You can't teach them anything. They refuse to learn. They have a anti-learning gene. It's their way. They know best. They're not open to anything. That was another criticism. I'm like, once you get something in your mind, you fucking shut down and you won't see it from any other perspective. And you claim to be tolerant. I said, that is so funny. You fucking liberals. Oh, I ripped into her about being a fucking stupid liberal. Liberals are just fucking dumb. You're stupid. You cannot see the forest through the trees. You can't come up with logic. Logic always escapes a person who has liberal tendencies. It's a self-destructive lifestyle and belief system. And good luck to you, is basically how it all ended. Oh, and then there was Red had contacted me. Her father had passed away. And I really liked the guy, even though he was a cuck. The mom in that family ran the family. And that's the way Red wanted to do it, too. But I'm like, I'm never having a fucking woman lead my life again. Never giving my power up to a woman. By the way, the woman that I was married to was a fucking liberal. Hence, destruction. The only caveat that I have is that with the whole you can't build anything with them statement, is I kind of think that I could build something with Widow. My only issue is that I'm too old to want to build anything with another person and have the possibility of having that other person tear down what we've built up and take 3/4 of what we built instead of going their own way. So this is why I won't live with them. This is why I'll only date them and fuck them. Do I care about Widow? Sure do. I would say I even love the woman. Because she has her graces and she has her faults, as does your buddy Talgal. But she's a very caring woman. And there is... She doesn't dig for anything. I told you guys this before. Been with this woman. We've been dating for almost 2 years now. Doesn't seem like it, but not one red flag off this woman at all. Not one after 2 years. I'd say that's pretty evenly yoked. Oh, if you're so evenly yoked, you should get married. No, why would I do that? Why would I do that? That would cheat her and it would cheat me. Well, what do you mean that would cheat her and cheat you? That'd cheat me because I'd be throwing myself into a prison cell again. That would cheat her because I don't behave properly when I feel trapped or in a prison cell. I get mad, I get angry, I get spiteful, I get... it's not a pretty picture to be with your buddy Talgal if he's starting to feel that way. Because I feel like I'm backed into a corner. And what happens when you trap an animal in a corner? They're either going to roll up in a ball and die or they're going to fucking go for the jugular. I can't say that I haven't gone for the jugular in the past. So, hence might be why I'm not married anymore. There's a lot of different reasons why I'm not married, but I just figured I'd tell you. So anyways, back to Red for a minute and her father passing away. Ended up talking to her on the phone and I said, you know, your dad was a really good guy. I really liked your dad. I said, is he being buried where you're at? No, we're going back up to the farm. And I go, really? I go, so you're going to be coming through the area? She goes, yeah. I go, let me know when you come through. I'd like to see you. I'd like to give you a hug. And, why would you want to do that? I'm like, okay, this fucking woman is a liberal bitch. I knew she's a liberal bitch. These fucking people, man, once you are cut off, I get it, but once you're cut off, you're done, you're dead to them, because you bring them no value in their life in the present moment. Excuse me. This is why, if you want to be with a woman and get married and shit, be prepared to give up your life. Everything now belongs to them. In their mind, it's, you sign this dotted line, you're going to take care of me. You're going to pay for housing, clothing, hair, nails, makeup, all this shit. It's on you if you want to keep me. Anybody able to do the math on that? When you're young and dumb, you can't do the math on that. I'm not good at math, okay? Yeah. You better learn how to do the math real quick when you're a younger man. Took me a long time. Listen, I've always been a smart guy, but genius borders on stupidity, too. Excuse me. God, fucking throat is dry. And like I said, I got a little something right now. I'm going to do a little gargling with some colloidal silver. That's the kind that's in distilled water. You can actually drink it, too. I'll probably do a tablespoon of that. Just fucking try to get over this, whatever I got. Vitamin C, zinc, magnesium, all sorts of good shit. Well, where was I going with all this fun shit? Me and my sibling and their spouse and widow and my mom had Thanksgiving over at at widow's place. I spent Wednesday night over there into Thursday, and last night just kind of chilled, wasn't feeling too hot. Back at my pad now. Widow's going to be coming over to spend the weekend with me.
It sounds like you guys live together already.
Listen, I like to get laid by a beautiful woman. She is a very beautiful woman, very attractive. Good sense of humor. God, we get along good. Oh, you should marry her. Go fuck yourself. No, because there's always going to be another one come along. And if I tie myself down, then there's always going to be another one. Then I'll be like, I can't do anything. Now, I can do it if I want to. I just choose not to. Whereas it's not out of a sense of duty, right? Where you don't do it.
I'm married to her. I could be fucking that hot chick or whatever. Whatever it is.
And for me, it ain't about like hot chick after hot chick. I've had enough women to know what I like and what I don't like. And widow pretty much fits the bill. There you go. So I'm enjoying life. I got my place all back to myself. I like my solitude every once in a while. That's the reason why I go up to the watering hole quite often is I like my solitude, but I also like to be around people sometimes. Doesn't mean I want to fucking talk to them. It's funny because I'll go up to the watering hole and I'll be like, oh, I just want to be around people. I don't feel like talking. And inevitably, somebody comes over and sits next to me and goes, hey, Taugio, how you doing? I'm doing all right. And, you know, I'd say about 90% of the people up at the watering hole that know me, that actually come and sit down next to me, I enjoy the conversations. The other 10%, I'm like, dear fucking God, this person never shuts their fucking mouth. And I've had to start showing my disdain for a few people. Because I still, fucking A. Still like to play pull tabs and shit, and, you know, if I get this one particular guy sit down next to me and start talking to me, I'm like, yeah, I'll be back in a minute. I'll just fucking get up and walk away. Well, you know, I'm like, hey, how's it going? And then, all of a sudden, I get the full down to the minute detail of every fucking thing going on in their life, and I'm like, okay, hold that thought, I'll be back in a minute or two. Try not to be a dick about it, but that's how I say it. Strange life, man. Fucking ebb and flow of people in and out of your life. Kids still haven't come back.
think my daughter actually changed her name. I actually was looking around on the internet. I have one way to contact my son. He doesn't fucking respond to me. My daughter pretty much fell off the face of the earth. And, you know, I gotta tell you that the punishment wasn't worth the crime. Continually being punished for being married to that fucking cunt. And, well, one day that'll end. The marriage has ended, but the punishment, maybe one day it'll stop, but I doubt it. This is why you gotta pick yourself up by the bootstraps and move on, gentlemen. I had one of the most vindictive fucking divorces. And, you know what my crime was? My crime was waking up to how fucked it was, how we never were able to get ahead in anything, and me putting my foot down. Oh, that ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen. You ain't putting your fucking foot down. I rule this roost. I'm the one that pays for everything. Well, you're gonna die alone in a ditch because I'm gonna bring you to bankruptcy. And then I'm going to steal your kids from you. And my ex and her mother had taken my kids to another state for a weekend. And when they came back, they weren't my kids anymore. They were not my kids anymore. They showed me disdain and hatred. And this was even before the papers got served on me. So you can't tell me that that alienation wasn't real. The parental alienation is real. Sounds like you're still a little bitter about, no, my kids are adults. They can make their own fucking decisions. Hence going back to Blondie number two and asking me all that shit. And part of me wanting to be a super fucking cock and go fuck yourself, figure it out, just like I had to. Just go figure it out like I had to. You ain't gonna change anyways, bitch, no matter what I tell you. You ain't gonna fucking change. So... oh, is it really going to hurt you? No, it ain't going to hurt you. Whatever. so that's kind of where your buddy Taug is at. My job's going really fucking good. I love my promotion. I still make fucking excellent money. Never have to be on call. 8 hours a day and then I'm done. I usually get up early in the morning. Jump on, start early, end early. It's fucking phenomenal. Still winning at pull tabs, still winning at the meat raffle. I'm a lucky motherfucker. Everybody, you're so goddamn lucky, Tog. Yeah. Fucking golden horseshoe up your ass. Yeah, it happens. What can I say? Born under a good sign. Well, for those that wanted an update, there you go. I'm sure I missed a bunch of shit. A lot of different shit happened. Betty Page is still flirting with me. Me and Widow are going good. Fucking Blondie too. Rad come in and out for different reasons, whatever. Avoid liberal women. You can't build anything with pretty much any woman. Why even try? Go your own way. That's why this is the art of going your own way. So with that said, there is an art to going your own way. And Crimson, this one's for you. There is an art to going your own way. All right, peace, people. Take care.